We got to be able to find those girls.
That's a great list to see if you're like, we're trying to find this person.
Hey, honey, didn't you live and go to Rome in 2000 and have you smell, your feet smell like shit? Turns you a waitress who served Michael Jordan.
Shit.
Stinky-footed actress. Stinky-footed cocktail waitress from Toronto.
100%. Cheers.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zola, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
No, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. No, I wouldn't do that.
I wish I had your... Are we going? I wish I had your ability to say no.
I think you do, though.
I do not.
But you could do it. I mean, everybody has the capacity to do it. It's just a matter of, like, you know, it's a process.
That would be cool if they had a 23andMe that you do, and they go, "Oh, here."
Oh, you have the no gene.
Yeah,
it's hereditary.
Hey,
I know that my oldest son has it.
Ow,
he's like, fuck you, man.
Georgia's got it.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia fucking puts limitations on me. Today I go, listen, you know, dad's going to be gone for a while. So why don't we, every day around 5 o'clock, we'll get together as a family. We'll maybe sit in the front yard. We'll go for a walk, go for a hike, ride bikes. And she goes, well, you know, we got to look at homework and stuff. And I'm like, stop. You don't get to tell me that. Like,
right. I tell you to go do your homework.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then I remember one time I was like, oh, yeah, hey, we're all getting, we're going to bounce out tonight. We're going over to the Hayslips to go have dinner. And she was like, you know, let's pump our brakes, Dad. Tom, I swear to God, she was in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
She was like, let's check to see with Mom first. And I was like, oh, I think they talk behind my back.
They do. They do. They definitely do.
I would love.
And when you leave for anything coming up, they're going to be like,
oh, I've already predicted that if I leave for something for a long time and I come back, they're going to be sitting around a cauldron just going double, double, coil and treble. Oh, yeah.
Male privilege is back.
Yeah, male the patriarchy's arrived.
The patriarchy's home. I'm going to fuck, man, I've said some really shitty things around our house lately.
What kind of things? Dumb broads? Why don't you fucking tour and make the money? Is that like that?
Some horrible things in our house. About not... I mean, like, if our female friends heard the way I talk privately to Leanne about, like, my confusion with raising young women.
It wouldn't go well?
Oh, my God. I'd get fucking canceled tomorrow. I'd get canceled. If someone can get our Alexis cam,
do it
our
now.
Nest cam.
Share it with us now.
Oh, I've been at a loss. So when you raise a girl, I thought you raise them the same. I thought you raise a girl the same way you raise a boy.
Yeah.
And then that was what equality was. But it's not. It's not. You got to raise them like a girl, but then also with all... It gets a little confusing.
I'm confused right now.
Just if, like, when you have boys, you get to go, when they cry, you go, hey, pull it together.
Knock that shit off.
Yeah. The fuck you doing? I'm going to teach you how to be a man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a perfect example, okay? This is a perfect example.
Okay.
This is a true story. I made a bet with a child one time, a boy. We were going to the Rams game. Have I told you the story? Stop me if I told you the story. We're going to the Rams games, for very first Rams games. Me and his dad have season tickets. Mm-hmm. And he comes out in a Seahawks jersey. I go, yo, what are you wearing a Seahawks jersey for? We just got Rams season tickets. Take the fucking jersey off.
Yeah.
Go back in. You're a Rams fan now. He goes, nah, Seahawks fan. He's maybe 10 years old. He's okay. Going into fifth grade, I think, fourth okay. grade.
Yeah.
I go, take the fucking jersey off. And his dad shows up. He goes, what the fuck are you wearing a jersey for? He goes, Seahawks are going to win. I go, I bet you they aren't. And he goes, I bet you they will. I go, how much you want to bet? And he goes, you name it. I said, $200. He goes, done. I said, you don't have $200. And he goes, pick it. Go to my room. Pick anything out. And I said, I don't want anything in your room. I want your hair. He said, what? And I go, if the Rams win, I get to cut your hair. And he goes, deal. I go, hold on, buddy. Think this through. He goes, deal. I go, hold on. Stop. And his dad's already laughing. His dad's like, hey, listen, you should really think this out because this is a bet. And if I'm going to let you do this, you're going to learn. Because mm-hmm. I really think the Seahawks are going to win. So I think you'll take Bert's money. But I'm going to make Bert give you his money. But if Bert wins,
yeah,
then
you got to give the hair.
He gets to cut your hair. And he goes, deal. And he goes, take a beat. Think about this.
Yeah.
And he goes, Dad, I don't need to think it over. And he goes, okay, make the bet with Bert and shake on it. We shake on it. And I start crying laughing. Right. The whole family drives in one car to the Rams game. Where all I'm doing is Googling bad haircuts the whole time. The whole game, I'm getting drunk. Still, I'm not even watching the game. I'm Googling bad haircuts. Just the worst haircuts you can think. The Rams fucking win. I am now wasted, okay?
Yeah.
We are driving back. School starts the next day. That is a very important part of the story. School starts the next day. The moms are not really privy to what's going on. I am fucking wasted. We go to my house. We get my clippers. We put him in the backyard. He doesn't give a fuck. He lost. I don't give a shit. First thing I do is I cut his bangs to look like Simple Jack, right? So they from Tramping Thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looks at me and he goes, does it look cool? I go, you didn't think about this bet. I wanted to cut your hair.
That's what happened when I cut your hair.
Yes.
I cut your hair and I cut your beard and you looked up and you go, does it look good?
Me and his dad are crying laughing, fucking sobbing laughing, right? We're videotaping all of this. And I go, oh.
Is his mom not pissed yet?
The moms are inside.
They
don't know what's going on. The girls are outside. All the girls are outside. And I go, buddy, you thought the bet was I my biggest joy in life would be to cut your hair? Like it was a privilege to cut your hair? I said, no, I'm fucking your head up.
Yeah, I'm trying to ruin it.
And he goes, wait, why would you do that? And I said, you should have thought about all the angles. And then the moms came out and they were fucking livid.
Of course, because...
And in my head, I'm
they're
like...
They're so fucking boring.
Yeah, I go, we're just going to shave his head anyway. Like, yeah. He's a kid. Yeah. You can give him a nice buzz cut. It's going to be fine in my head.
Yeah.
But the thing is, to raise a man, you got to let him see all the angles. Tin Cup. Remember when Tin Cup goes, I can hit a 7-iron further than you can? And Don Johnson goes, I bet you can't. Hits it 170, and then he goes, and then hits it down the road, and he lost the bet. That's how you raise a man. How you don't get into stupid wagers.
Yeah.
Which I've been in the majority of my life.
Yeah, I had, there was a babysitter at our house. This is probably August, September, something like that. And
God, I thought this was when you were a child, and I was like,
No.
This is going to be good.
No, this is like, whatever, 7 months ago or something. And I'm running with Ellis 15 yards back and forth. And sometimes I pull back and he would get to the end. He'd go, I win. I'd be like, yep. And then if I want to, I just turn it on. And then he goes, I win. I go, no, you lost. And he was like, no, I win. I go, no, I was first. So I win. You lost. And the babysitter was like, do you need to do that? And I go, yeah. And she goes, he's 4. And I was like, yeah, but he thinks he's winning right now. He's losing. So I should tell him that sometimes you lose. He threw a tantrum, you know, he cried. And then I was like, all right, let's do it again. And then I beat him again. And then he cried again. Yeah. But then eventually he came around.
Yeah.
And he got it that, like, you don't win every time, you know? With a girl, you got to be like,
these are the parameters of raising a young
dumb
man.
Tits.
By the way, I know that what we're probably saying is toxic as fuck.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. That's why we're number one.
First grade. Tom, I can't tell you how much that life lesson connects with me. First grade, I come home. I'm the fastest kid in first grade.
Yeah.
I beat Tony Price in like a 60-yard dash. I'm now the fastest kid in first grade.
Yeah.
My dad ran track and field for Villanova. My dad almost was like an Olympic hopeful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sitting in our house.
He's got wheels then, man.
He has legit wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to my dad, I'm the fastest kid in first grade. And he goes, oh, that's great, buddy. I go, I'm pretty fast. And he's like, that's really interesting. I go, I bet I could beat you in a race. He goes, I bet you everything you can. And I said, I'm pretty fast. I beat Tony Price. And he goes, oh, I don't give a shit about Tony Price. He goes, I will fuck you up. Yeah. I'm like, no, no, you won't, Dad. And he goes, let's go out front. Let's go out front and let's race. And I go, okay. I get down, Tom. I mean, I put my kangaroos on. I mean,
yeah,
I got down
ready.
I'm ready. I remember so vividly. There was a cop that lived next door. We posted up by the green fucking power box that would sit on in Florida. There would be like these green electrical boxes that would just hum, and in the winter you'd lay on them because they were warm. I'm sure we got cancer from it, but I remember posting up right by there. My dad says, on the count of you call it, and I went, I was like, no, I got the real advantage, set, go. And I took off running, head down sprinting, and I'm like, I am certain I'm ahead of him. I look over, I don't even see him. I'm like, I am blowing this guy. I look up and he's running backwards, and he goes, you'll never beat me at anything. I have so many of these lessons. Ready? Sixth grade. I'm playing tennis. I'm a really good tennis player at the time. Well, you know that. So I say, I'm really hitting them good too. And I say to my dad, I go, I'm really running you around. And he goes, well, why don't we play a match and we'll bet on something? I said, okay. He goes, what do you want? I said, a puppy. He goes, okay. A puppy? I said, yeah. And he goes, if you win, you get a puppy. I go, all right. I wanted a puppy.
What if he wins?
I had to mow the lawn.
Oh, okay.
So we start playing, and he starts fucking destroying me. It's not even fun anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I can't hit these back. He goes, yeah, I know. You're losing. And I was like, no, but I was just beating. He goes, no, you weren't beating me. I was letting you play with me. He goes, I'm a man, and this is how this works. I don't want to. I remember him very clearly going, I don't want a fucking puppy. I thought there would be a chance.
That was the drive for him to kick your ass, like, not having a puppy.
Goes, I don't want to fuck a puppy. But those are such, and by the way, I'm not certain there's a feminist watching our show, but I'm certain there's someone woke watching our show going, this is why you're fucked up.
Probably.
But it's super easy when you raise a boy, because you go, there are certain qualities you need to be a man. Just simply because, look, retribution sucks for us.
Yeah.
You learn to talk shit to people the way my wife has.
Yeah.
With no backlash sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck yourself, asshole.
Yeah.
Go. But as a man, they pull the car over, get out, and they're like, now what's up? And you're standing in front of your Jeep on Laurel Canyon, and you get knocked unconscious.
Did that happen to you?
No, it happened to a guy online. And I was like, that's a guy who has...
Guys, you learn... Yeah, yeah. And my dad, by the way, kicked my ass in everything, too. And he also, you know, he was a competitive weightlifter. So he would also do things like, he'd be like, I'm doing, power cleans. And he's like, you're doing that wrong. I was like, oh, how should I do it? Thinking he's going to coach me. And he would be like, just watch me. And I would watch him do it. And he goes, do it like that. I'm like, that's not really like coaching.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, and just walk away. I was like, that was a really cool lesson that I learned.
11 years old, I get 26 teeth knocked out of my mouth.
God.
I know I've told people this story. I'm catching. It's my birthday. I'm crying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember this.
My dad looks at me. He goes, take the gear off. And I was like, thanks. Throws me my infield glove, and he goes, go play shortstop.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, we got one out left. If I sub you out, we lose the game. Go over to shortstop. I remember being like, but I'll tell you what. And now here's the... I'm trying to teach my daughters the worth in putting yourself in uncomfortable situations.
Yeah.
Because as both of us know, the reason I'm not saying like we're not the Kevin Harts of the world, but the reason we're making a living as comics is that we've consistently put ourselves in uncomfortable situations, enough so that when we are put into another one, we're not uncomfortable anymore. Right. We're actually used to being uncomfortable.
Right.
For instance, that thing I was telling you out there that I had to do that I was like, I was nervous.
Yeah.
I told my daughters, I said, I was nervous. I didn't want to do it. It scared me.
Yeah. But you've been in that situation now a lot.
Dude, shooting a Netflix special.
Yeah. Nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking.
Or even these huge shows can be obviously intimidating, right? There's thousands of people at the show. And
yeah. And you got your parents in the audience or your wife or your wife's family in the audience. There are nerves on everything. And I said, but the more you get used to being uncomfortable, the more it feels natural to you. And then when you get forced in that, and I'm trying to have this speech with my daughters and I'm going, and then Leanne's like, do you think they got it? And I was like, I hope so. Either that or I hope they marry well. She's like, what did you just say? And I was like, I don't know. She was like, did you just say, I hope they marry well? And I was like,
but that's a good wish to have.
Why would I was like, what the fuck? I'm trying to teach them to be, is it wrong?
What if they're like, but then you're just going to leave stuff to us. So why do we have to do that?
That's my fear. That's my fear is that like, you see so much shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
About like fucking, I don't know. I'm saying a name, but like, and I'm trying to get out of this, but like say a name, celebrity's daughter is big famous person now. And then all she really has to do is do TikToks and have her dad dance with her. And all of a sudden it gets 1 million views. She comes to influencer and she can get a deal. And I go, I want to tell them, you know, that's not real. Like, don't, that's not the goal.
No.
The goal is to strive. Okay, how about this? You ready for this? My biggest goal in life was to get my dad to say he was proud of me. Like, my dad being proud of me was, like, the fucking thing. Like, and I said, and I only could get pride out of my dad if I focused, I worked hard, and I accomplished something that was out of my reach. And I think they were just like, you mean like making dinner? And I was like, no.
But also, they're still super young.
Still super young, yeah. But I feel like at that age, like, and by the way, I'm not also, just to be very fair, I'm being very one-sided in this. If you got my dad on the phone, my dad would be like, oh, buddy, you were a total fuck-up. You know, and I really didn't get my life lesson speech until I was 26.
Right.
And I still am a fuck-up. I'm still today a big fucking fuck-up. I'm a huge fuck-up.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm at a loss with raising girls that where I go, I just, like you can't just beat them at everything because then you're just perpetuating the patriarchy.
I think you're doing a great job, man.
Can't mansplain. Like, okay, all right, let's pivot. You ready?
Yeah.
The streets are hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
Today, on the ride here, I had three incidents.
Of
road rage / accident / almost getting pulled over.
You?
Yes.
Didn't realize you had that.
I have been driving a lot, so I never knew I had road rage. And then I was like, I bet Tom has great road rage.
I've lost my shit a few times. Do you know that one time I rear-ended somebody? And I've rear-ended a couple people in this town, but one time I did it and I got out and I was like, what the fuck, to the person in front of me? And they're like, you hit me. And I go, yeah, because this fucking dick hit me. And I turn around and no one had hit me. And by the way, the person I hit a car in front of them and they hit a car in front of them. So I was responsible for like 5 cars.
Wait, when was this?
2000.
Was this the Malibu?
Yes.
I love that Malibu.
Yeah, this is
2010. That was the first time I realized you had taste in cars.
Really?
That was one of my favorite cars you had.
Well, here's the thing. That was when they did a redesign and it actually looked like, before then you're like, this looks like shit. And they made like a cool design. I had like a gray one. It looked good.
That's a great game. Let's look at the hottest fucking affordable cars. Because cars these days are not affordable.
There's so much money.
They're not affordable.
There's so much
money. So type in, you just do the research. I'm going to tell a story. Do the research. And then you pull up top 10 affordable cars. Okay? But give us a second.
Yeah.
Give us a second. And you guys do the work in there. And then when we come to you, then you'll have pictures. I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me walk you through my road rage.
Okay.
Very, very, very first bit of road rage is I'm trying to turn. I don't want to be off of Laurel Canyon onto a smaller street. Right? I'm in the O'Fuck lane.
Yeah.
and cars are coming this way, but more than ample time. Mm-hmm. And I start to turn, and I see a guy's in the middle of the street about to walk with his Cocker Spaniel. And by the way, this is very specific to what I do in life. Cocker Spaniel with a cheap blue mask. Mm-hmm. I know this guy.
Yeah.
He's got no respect for himself.
Okay.
Hey, I hadn't had a haircut in a while. Doesn't really have a hairstyle. It's a little curly. I hope this guy goes, I think he's talking about me.
Yeah.
And he purposely slows down, so I'm stuck there. He, like, I watch him see me and slow his dog, pull his dog back. His dog now is going, ah, ah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I honk 4 times, scares the shit out of his dog, scares the shit out of him, and I fucking punch it and almost heal this guy. I'm like, fuck you. I'm about to get hit. What you're doing is a bullshit move. You realize I'm in the wrong. I should have seen that you were halfway and going, all right, I'll just let him cross all the way. Yeah. But I fucked up a little bit. You could be a Christian and walk.
Yeah.
But he didn't. That's the first set of road rage. And I almost pulled around to fuck with him again. I'm losing my mind.
White guy?
Yeah, white guy. Come on. Yeah. We're going to bring race into this. Wait to hear the next story.
Uh-oh.
So, hold on. Don't do it yet. Surprise us. So, now I'm on Riverside, okay?
Okay.
I'm driving on Riverside. I'm going to be very, very broad stroke specifics that I think this guy might be a fan of our shows. Just guessing.
Okay.
Person of color.
Okay.
Okay. This car looks like the kind of car that should have a shotgun sticking out of it, mm-hmm. pointed at Cuba Gooding's face while he holds a gallon of milk. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. It had the vibe of like early 90s, mm-hmm. but it was a murdered out windows, mm-hmm. tinted as fuck, gold rims, mm-hmm. lowered, loud as fuck.
Yeah.
And this is what the cop didn't know. I say cop because this got an end to it. He was fucking with me.
The guy was?
The guy in the car was, I didn't even, sometimes you don't realize you're in the middle of road rage until it's already happening.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck's going on? And he flew past me, but he got so close to me. I was like, oh shit, he almost hit me. Like my car, if something gets close to me, my car will swerve out of the way. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but it'll swerve out of the way and hit the brakes.
Yeah.
And that happened, which scared the fuck out of me. And I was like, fuck. And then I was like, all right, stay away. My rule is stay away from that guy. Then he does it to another car. And I'm like, this guy's fucking driving with like, and then I was like, first of all, I get you think your car's fast. My car's actually pretty fucking fast. So there's a big truck and he's behind the truck and uh-huh. I'm behind him and I punch it. I mean, all the money I spend per month in this car is worth this moment where I fly past this guy and he gets fucking pissed. Then he flies up behind me, cuts around, gets in front of me, punches his brakes, right?
Jesus.
What the fuck?
That's super aggressive.
Gets over, takes off. And I go, fuck this. I'm going to catch this guy. Go to hit the gas and I see a cop pull out.
Pulls him over?
Pulls him over. That's how he started his morning. And in my head, I was like, we were kind of going the same speed. But I think the cop was like, that car looks responsible. This one looks like a menace. Let's get this guy.
Yeah.
It was so funny, man. It's so interesting is that I noticed that the guy's tint windows were murdered out. Remember I talked to you about window tinting? And the first thing he did is lowered all his windows.
Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing he did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got a ticket in the Malibu at LAX. Just doing a drop-off.
So easy to be done.
With the airport cops, you know, because they just pulled me over. I was like, what's this all about? They're like, your tent's too dark. I was like, god damn it. That's a fucking shitty ticket too. You have to go get it and then you have to fucking show them that you did it.
My heart bleeds for those airport cops because they deal with so much bullshit.
Wait, let me change this on you real quick because we have not addressed this in like for real yet because of our schedule. It's been a couple weeks now that we did the Two Bears, One Sap live show.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you that I have not been that annihilated in a long time.
Dude.
The next morning, first of all, I had so much fun doing that. That was so much fun.
Oh, it was a blast. But it was a fucking blast. And thank you to Warren Sapp.
The next morning. Yeah. Warren was just incredible. But the next morning, I was like, oh, and I got up and I was like, I can't do a fucking thing. And I forgot that I was having blood work at the house. The nurse came to the house.
Wait, why are we having blood work?
Just test levels of everything. So she, I guess, I mean, a protocol of like a recovery thing or something.
Oh my God.
So the nurse comes to my house and I was like, oh, hi. And I mean, she goes, hi.
I would love to know your liver enzymes.
Oh, well, she's like, rough night? Like right away, I was like, kind of. So she pokes me and she's like, And I go, what? She goes, it's weird. I go, what? She goes, your blood is
when I put the needle in, I heard
yeah. She goes, your blood, let me try somewhere else. So then she switches to another vein in my hand and she goes, are you really dehydrated right now? And I go, probably. And she goes, what did you do? I go, I got pretty fucked up last night. And she goes, your blood's like glue right now. Like, she goes, I can't draw blood.
No way.
Yeah. She goes, I'm gonna have to like come back. She goes, you're super.
Are
she
you
goes,
look. Fucking serious?
And she looked at the tube and there's like one like blob of blood stuck to the side. She goes, that's what's coming out right now.
Shut the fuck
so
up.
So we had to reschedule. And
that's when you posted that video of you in the chair going, I got fucking wasted last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got fucking, dude.
Dude, I didn't. And then the other thing was Lindsay took me home and I was like, oh shit. It took me a second. I go, I don't remember getting dropped off.
Oh, you that know, always happens to me.
I was like, oh, I don't remember coming home at all.
Yeah, I don't remember. And then you go, did I pick a fight with my daughters?
Yeah. I go, Lindsay, you dropped me off. He was like, you were saying some pretty wild shit in the car. And then I saw Christina. I was like, how fucked up was I? She was like, you were just rambling and I just was like nodding.
Well, you were drinking hard as fuck.
I was drinking whiskey.
You never drank like edibles. That. Yeah. Yeah. And you got warned to eat edibles with this fork.
Dude, I had so much fun on that thing.
I woke up the next morning. I had a fucking my first visit with my personal trainer.
Oh my God.
She had a mask on, I think because I smelled so bad. She was like, I can smell that. And I was like, oh, sure. Oh yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to have to slow down. I'm going to throw up. And she was like, oh, okay. And so, but in that, there were highlights. My favorite moment, and I wish we could do... Can I tell you what I wish we could do? I wish we could do a highlight reel for like $5.
Yeah.
And just don't do the whole game, but just do like a 45-minute highlight reel because it's a four-hour game.
Four and a half hour. Well, you're right. Video. 4-hour game. Yeah, our video is 4.5 hours.
4.5 hours. Because there was my favorite moment of the whole thing was right when I started really getting a buzz. And he walked out and you were like, we've shown him a lot of gay shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And you're like, I think he thinks we just brought him here to fuck him.
I know, because at one point it was like, here's the opening thing. It's a guy's dick. Here's this other, Nick, our first commercial. It's jerking off.
And by the way, what's even crazier is like, Warren Sapp is the least homophobic person.
No, he's not homophobic at all. He's not.
Like, least homophobic. And he was like, all right, what, like, what is this? Like, he was like trying to play along. Like, and we're like, I don't know why we like this so much.
He's like, it's cool, but like, what's up with being so gay? And we were like, just, you know.
There were so many fucking highlights of that when I woke up the next morning. And when we do live shows, I wake up the next morning and I just giggle so hard at the moments. Like,
I
when I go,
so
this is the best Super Bowl ever. Oh, he goes, this is my favorite Super Bowl role I've ever been in.
Like, I go, maybe.
You go, what about the one you were in? He goes, oh, that one was better.
Yeah, dude, spit take.
That was so fucking fun. It was, yeah. I'll tell you what, there was a lot of learning in it.
He's got a great sense of humor. His personality is like perfect for camera, mic. Like,
he talks. He can fill air. Like, that was one of the things I noticed I was not good at. Well, here's the one thing I will say is that, like, I was turned this way to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I never felt engaged in the conversation. You guys were both looking the same way. So I felt like that was you guys, and you really did a lot of all of the heavy lifting in the first half. Like, you talked football, you talked all the stuff that is like really interesting shit. And I remember being like, I don't think I could be a play-by-play commentator. I was looking at these guys. I was like, they talk the whole fucking time.
The whole game, man. There was, so one of the bits we had during the show was something we started before the live show, which, by the way, if you want to watch it now, it's at ymhstudios.com on the rentals page if you want to see it. So one of the things we did, this was an idea of yours, which was really funny, which was we shot.
Adam Ray's was the best.
His was amazing. Do you know what? So a lot of people hit us up about, oh, did mine get played? So what we did was we shot this like little promo where you're in the shower naked.
Yeah.
And the camera pans up and then it turns and I'm watching you shower, drinking a beer, then I'm drinking a beer. It was just kind of funny and creepy and weird. And,
yeah.
And then you said, add VOs. So we got over 1500 submissions and we were supposed to pick three for the live show. And so in all of the, I mean, like, no, we didn't get to that many of them.
Yeah, not even close.
But we found, I mean, there's this one. This one really warmed my heart personally. I'll just see if I can.
Oh, is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
It's cool. Hold on. Let me. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, nice, right? And then.
What did she say?
She said, "I'll eat your scrum, Tom."
Who is that?
So that is Valerie, the get in your car girl. So she has like a, I guess, one of the biggest OnlyFans accounts that there is.
Really?
Yeah, and she has a big Instagram, which is basically like, you know, teaser. Like,
oh! Lil Nas got tits.
Lil Nas got tits?
Google Lil Nas got tits. Lil Nas got breast implants.
What?
You guys introduced me to Lil Nas. I'm saying it right now. And Lil Nas got breast implants. Got breast implants.
What?
Lil Nas got tits. And they're fucking awesome.
Not for real. This has got to be a bit, man.
I don't think so. I mean, they look real.
Yeah. They do look real.
Yeah, Lil Nas got tits.
Do you like the way Bert's brain works? We were just looking at a chick that has real nice tits, and then he was like, Lil Nas got tits.
I got fucking trashed by my daughters calling him Lil Nas.
I trashed you.
Oh, real?
Yeah.
Oh.
on that podcast.
Dude, The Weeknd's awesome.
That was
listening to The Weeknd nonstop.
Do you know that that's what Warren bonded with me the most over, right? Was you being like, who's this guy?
I've heard all those songs. I didn't know. Like, here's the problem is, like, I know there's a guy named Future. I know there's a guy named NBA.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there's a guy named Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
I know that those are all people.
Yeah, but you I don't know who it is.
But by the way, can I be very honest? Yeah. I know who Chief Keef is. I never have heard one of his songs. I know who...
you know the names of...
I know the name. Yeah. I've heard the name. I've heard The Weeknd. I've heard it,
yeah,
but I don't know what they do. I've never heard any of their songs. And then when you hear a song and time together, and that's just me never not listening to the radio.
Yeah.
It's not, you know? And so, but then when you tie it and you're like, oh, this Weeknd guy's fucking good.
That was my favorite part, is that like he kept playing number one hits and you're like, this is a fucking good song.
Yeah.
You're like, this guy really can. We're like, yeah, he's doing the halftime Super Bowl.
Yeah,
show.
I didn't realize that. Of course, if he's doing the halftime show, he's fucking.
He's a big artist.
Wait, so wait, go back to those. Okay, let's. She has a OnlyFans.
Okay, so you know, if you ever seen, you ever see like, I've actually, you've had an OnlyFans. You've been a fan on OnlyFans. Like you've signed.
I did. Christy Macca was an OnlyFans of hers. Actually, OnlyFans is a pretty good setup financially for someone who's worried they're going to steal their credit card.
Well, I haven't actually. Been signed up for one.
Oh, we should get a corporate account.
Okay,
where we can.
So this chick though, like when you ever you go to someone who has an OnlyFans on their social media, like on Twitter or on Instagram, a lot of times they'll say like top 6% of OnlyFans, or I'm top, meaning like I am I deliver the goods because
really?
I'm in a top. She's a top 0.06%.
What does she do?
I mean, I assume it's got to be good. I don't know.
What is it? What does she do?
Her driving a car and doing hot girl shit. I don't fucking know.
She just drives a car?
Well, like if you go to her Instagram, it's at getinthecar_.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Oh, that's fucking.
We'll pull it up here. You can watch. Look at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What am I doing on my phone?
So, yeah. There's her Instagram.
Get in the car. Yep. Sounds super
so
kidnappy.
Right. So top 0.06%, meaning she's got to be making an insane amount of money.
Let me see what she does on Insta.
Well, yeah. Scroll down here. So like for instance, keep scrolling, guys. Jesus Christ.
I mean, I just think in
so
order
like, to... you know, you get the like look at the left one there in the overalls.
Oh,
yeah. Right. So that's like video. A teaser in a way of like, of, hey, okay. This is what I do. You know.
Then let's real quick. Let's get an OnlyFans and let's check her out. Her OnlyFans.
I mean,
is that she's not wearing anything?
She's not wearing a bra.
She's got really great boobs.
Yeah, she does. She does.
She's got really great boobs, and with a bad suspension, that is and not a close that's not a bad video.
And go to like.
Get in the car. So she is about being in a car with almost.
So I think her hook is like she has a 68 Mustang. She likes cars. She's into cars, and then she's super hot. So it's like, you know,
her running world. On the beach. Her running on the beach.
Yeah, it's like,
that's only got 6,000 likes.
Yeah, I guess. But all this is just to, I'm assuming, just drive people to the OnlyFans. You know,
that's smart.
It is so smart.
So then she does porn on her OnlyFans.
I don't know if she does porn.
Let's find out. How quickly can you get an OnlyFans account? What is the over under? 30 minutes for them to get an OnlyFans?
Let's see.
I know I have an OnlyFans account.
Think
I just don't know how to get it.
They could probably make it happen quicker.
They had, so Christy Mack had to un. So here's the question. They have to, you can't tether your OnlyFans to your Instagram?
Well, I don't know. I just know that you know, she's got to have a huge following there.
I am dying to see what she does in this car.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's her, sometimes, like, it's her driving around with another hot chick, and
they're just fucking,
they're just, yeah, the tits, they'll flash people, so I don't know if it's, like, just that, or if it gets, like, you know, racier.
All right, but hope so.
Scroll down.
I hope they're picking up.
Keep going.
She's really pretty.
She's very pretty, and, like I said, she loves the show.
Oh, awesome.
She watched.
Dude, fucking.
So, you know. Stuff like that. Bert's in. He's signing up right now.
By the way, I need to get an OnlyFans because I don't mind.
You mean to provide content on OnlyFans?
No, I don't. What would I do?
Just be hot.
Get in the car.
I mean, she's taking her top off. Why can't you do too?
Just, dude,
you'd be so hot. What about you doing road rage stuff shirtless in your car?
The problem is, it's like right now, what's happening is this is the way I see the progression. So, comics who get like gossip on mm-hmm. their podcast,
yeah,
then put that on their Patreon. But I do still think that gossip gets out. It doesn't not get out.
Right.
And so like, if I got an OnlyFans and I just started like, showing you my dick still gets out. So it's like,
oh, right.
So it's like, I don't see the upside of like when they said like, was the girl, some girl, actress got an OnlyFans and then. Everyone got upset at her because she had like the biggest OnlyFans. But
yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
unless
yeah.
she's sucking dick, I don't want to see her OnlyFans.
So that's the thing. If you're not doing actual, like OnlyFans was just like sex workers.
Are you getting an OnlyFans right now, guys?
We have a studio OnlyFans.
Pull it up. Get in the fucking car, motherfucker.
I don't think we can show her stuff on the
show. You can show it to us.
Okay. Right. So I know we're going to talk to him after the show.
I miss Nadav so much.
God rest his soul. So the sex workers were just OnlyFans. That was their thing.
And Christy Mack was.
Then the fucking actress, you're right. The mainstream actress. I forget her name.
I don't know. That's how crazy.
Like crushed it.
Crushed it.
But didn't do anything sexual, really.
I think everyone was like, yo, we're seeing her tits.
Yeah, but she like missed. The whole thing was that she was like misleading people, right? That's what they
I think so.
Her.
And then. I feel bad for people who, here's the rub about sex workers, right?
Yeah.
Is like, I don't I don't know what to say. I don't even know what to call them because I don't want to be offensive, but like,
I don't think that's offensive.
Let's say like Lisa Ann or who's the big Florida State fan that's Middle Eastern.
Oh, Mia Khalifa?
Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
She's
not. An active
what
like she deeply regrets
no yeah 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 yeah, yeah. but that's what I'm saying is like Mia Khalifa you can't porn in a weird way is like all of a sudden it's something that we it's like I don't disrespect Mia Khalifa or Lisa Anna Christy Mack who says she hasn't done porn in how long
who
Christy Mack.
Oh, she retired, she said, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then it's like, and then they pivot and do something else. Cheers. This is what I love about Bud Light Seltzer. Still can kill a workout today. It's only 100 calories.
Mm.
But here's the thing is that you then become stigmatized, right?
Yeah.
It's stigmatized, but it's not, it shouldn't be stigmatized like that. And it's fuckhead boys that go like, it's the same guys that fuck a chick and then tell all their friends and turn them into whores.
They're the biggest assholes. And guys are the ones who ruin the fun. So yeah. Like by basically belittling or being rude or aggressive or shitty to people, yeah, doing
it's it. Like, oh, it's like that girl, young girl, Jessie Andrews. I say young girl, she's definitely younger than me, but she's an adult, but she's an adult
performer.
Was an adult performer, and now she's transitioning to being a DJ and making jewelry, and she's kind of cool career, you know?
Yeah.
But it's
who's
like
the other one that did that?
A lot of them. Fucking
Carter.
Not Sativa.
Sativa?
What's her name? She was in Entourage.
Oh, Sasha.
Sasha
Grey.
Sasha Grey.
Yeah.
It's like, let them transition. Yeah. Because when you let them transition, you're already, these are all guys that are probably against cancer culture, but they're trying to not allow people to grow.
Yeah.
Who we'd like.
And
like,
then that's
who
the,
didn't like.
Here's the fucking, those are the guys who the girl is like a DJ and he's like, we just want to see your pussy. Like, you know, they say the wildest shit to them.
It's like, let them grow. It's like, fuck yeah, we all made a ton of mistakes. That's like, these are the same guys that would defend Kevin Hart. And I'm not shitting on Kevin Hart. I would defend Kevin Hart. I made fucking horrible jokes when I was younger that I don't really want to apologize for at all. But I'm sure I would have to if I got fucking caught up in hosting the Oscars.
Yeah.
They would defend Kevin Hart, but they won't. But they'd call out Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
And go, hey, didn't you used to suck dick? And you're like,
oh, yeah.
You're like, hey, stop.
That stuff really fucking fucked her up.
Did it?
Yeah, because I remember I saw that she did some interview. Apparently, she only, I guess, shot scenes or something for like a couple months.
Dude.
And that's her whole catalog. And she hates it and regrets it and says that like she was basically manipulated. But yeah, she had a bad experience with it.
Dude, when you talk about like, this may get super murky.
Yeah.
And realize these are brand new thoughts. Yeah. So I haven't really thought these out. When you talk about grooming, like these celebrity dudes that they claim groom women.
Yeah.
That's, I think there's a lot of that done in like low grade porn.
Yeah, of course.
Like is they just trick people into, and I think the proof in the pudding is Mia Khalifa, who's like, I did some shit that I feel like I shouldn't have done. And I'm not saying there are some people who make porn that are great people.
Yeah,
but there are some fucking dirtbags who have now, some have gone to prison, who did dirty shit. What is this?
Is this her account?
Yep.
And you're not showing the audience this, right?
No.
Okay.
By the way, this is so distracting. I just got off my point. Okay, oh, go ahead and play on that one.
Okay. Yep. I can see. It's very good.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Keep going. Hit play. Is that just a picture? Keep scrolling. Yeah, she got a great body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hit play on this one.
Yep.
I would have shot it in landscape, but whatever.
All right, start in the car.
Start in the car. Let's hope there's some very engine enjoyable. Trouble and you got to get under the hood. See, I can enjoy this and then also want her to be a doctor.
Yeah, that's good.
Or an actress or whatever the fuck she wants to do.
Scroll down further. Oh boy.
Oh, she has nipple piercings?
I'm gonna need to borrow all this stuff later.
All right. Now, go to see if you can find a OnlyFans of a famous actress.
So, wait, how is it broken down? Like when you sign into an account?
So, you just paid for her for a month.
And then what do you get?
Yeah. So, I think she has like different tiers, but I got this one for $12 a month.
Okay.
And the great thing is you just have, I'm not selling OnlyFans.
But then like, is that like just the feed then? So like you open it and then.
Yeah.
Is it like broken down into photos, videos or what?
Yeah. So that's like a feed, like Instagram or something.
Okay.
And then you get
access
all
combined?
To that feed for 1 month. And then what's great about this.
What's in the feed though? Just photos and videos?
Just photos and videos. Okay. It's just like Instagram, but it's just photos and videos. And then what's great about this is that you then next month.
Oh, there's dick ratings. You can send your dick.
Dick ratings $25.
What are they? Detailed dick ratings. Worn panty.
wearing panties.
Sexting. Just keep scrolling.
Wearing panties. Wait, do we get to
no, like scroll within it so I can read it.
Do we get to tell her what to do in the panties when she's wearing them?
Can't read it still. Can't read it still.
I can't scroll on the picture.
You can't roll on? Okay.
Do you get to tell her what to do in the panties? You're like, I want you to go horseback riding.
I don't know. I don't know.
What are things that we'd, what you'd want, if you're getting a pair of panties for me, for my birthday, what would be some things you're like, hey, do this.
Oh, I would say, go for a jog.
Go for a jog.
Eat Mexican. fart a lot. Sleep in them.
Eat Mexican in the middle of a juice cleanse.
Yeah. And then please vacuum seal it and send it to Bert.
I would like same pair of panties for 1 week. And I'm going to plan out like a reality show's list of events for her to do. I want her to swim in the panties.
Same pair for a week? It's intense. Erection achieved. All right.
So wait, go to like a famous actress's OnlyFans.
It's
like,
going to be terrible, right?
Well, I'm curious. If, by the way, if they're showing their tits, it's not.
No, but and that's what I'm saying.
What's the difference between someone who we all love, like Heather, that lady that was in
Boogie Nights? Oh, this is the one. That's the girl who shut it.
Bella Thorne.
She's the one who,
hello.
Like, how much is hers?
$5.
She's the one that shut shit down.
Bella Thorne?
Yes.
$5? Purchased. I don't even care if there's tits on here.
Well, she's the one
purchased out of curiosity. That's where she fucked us, Tom. I purchased it out of curiosity.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that little header right there.
Yeah. Did you purchase it? Let's scroll Bella Thorne's. And I'm going to give you an ultimate thumbs up. Subscribe for $5. That's brilliant. That's brilliant, Bella Thorne. She just said $5. $5 to roll the dice.
Okay.
And see if you get
what you paid. We're subscribed.
We're subscribed.
Let's see.
Here we go. Ooh, cute freckles. Oh, she's beautiful. By the way, let's start right now.
Oh.
Hello. Okay.
I mean, that's a good introduction.
I'll tell you right now, I don't know who Bella Thorne is.
I definitely believe you. I definitely believe you.
I don't know one thing she's been in. She is very pretty. I hope she's 18.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Please.
No. Zolo?
Yeah.
This is a corporate account we have?
Yeah. The studio account?
What? This is a there's a studio OnlyFans account?
And what's our login?
Yeah. No. I want to know more about this. Who opened this?
Nadav. Well, we did a bit on YMH a while ago, comparing RPC's OnlyFans to some famous adult actresses. So we opened this then.
Can we see RPCs?
Sure.
Wait. Scroll down. Let's see.
I want to see ones that scroll down a little quicker
to see if there's anything good on here. No.
Bella Thorne's beautiful.
Whatever. I know she's very pretty, but like,
come on. It better.
I mean, it's
just
cleavage.
She's really pretty.
She's very pretty. Of course, she's very pretty.
Okay, hit a video. Let's see a video.
Okay, yeah, let's see. Been seeing this eye around and I kind of fuck with it. Okay.
I mean, I'm not asking Bella Thorne to get naked, but more. Okay, go lingerie, I mean, go back.
Yeah.
Lingerie play. Up one. Have you never fucking. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Oh, it's just a loopsie or whatever. Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. $5, probably worth it.
I mean, yeah.
She's beautiful.
But it's like a magazine.
It could be on Instagram. She could just put this on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't.
All of
I
it
mean,
could go on Instagram.
I'm not mad at her.
Do we get any nipples on, not trying to degrade Bella Thorne, but let's be real about what OnlyFans is. Do we get any?
I mean, it's cleavage.
Who the fuck is Bella Thorne? She is really pretty. Is she in anything?
Yes.
What's she in?
Star
Wars?
I don't think she's in Star Wars. What was she in?
Marvel movies? She was dating The Weeknd? Scroll up. Does it say she's dating The Weeknd?
I don't know.
Go. What does it say Weeknd? Oh, Wikipedia. I read that wrong.
Oh, sorry. Okay, wait. Go to RPCs, please.
By the way, I've never... Hold on one second. Find me one movie Bella Thorne's been in that I've ever heard of.
Shake It Up, Midnight Sun, Famous In, The Babysitter, You Get Me, I Still See You, Her and Him.
Wait, she's never in any, Infinite, I don't know any of these fucking movies.
Shake Up... I don't know. I really don't know.
I've never seen any of these movies.
These are all movies she's in?
Yeah.
Jesus.
How does anyone know who Bella Thorne is?
They're 20 years younger than you.
Oh, these are all movies people watch, though. Unbeatables.
All right.
Egg City.
We're good. RPC. So.
By the way, Bella, if you're watching this, I don't mean to shit on you. I'm trying to get that out of my life. I want to talk positive about negative people, like things that people always talk negative about.
You're going to talk positive
about? I'm going to talk positive. We'll try it on another episode. I'll have you list up a few.
Are those all the accounts we subscribe to?
Yeah. I mean, we've unsubscribed since then, but for that segment, yeah, we did.
Let's do a short list. Read off the names of who we've given subscriptions to on a corporate account.
Subscribe to me for my horror. Alexis Texas, I see there.
Alexis Texas sounds so subscribable.
Oh, Adriana Chechik.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold on.
She's got to be a top, right?
Adriana Chechik has got to be.
Does it say?
Fucking,
no, it doesn't say.
How much is a subscription?
You can do $5.
Five fucking bucks? I got 20 in my pocket. I'll give you $20. I want to pick four more subscriptions.
Okay.
I bet Adriana Chechik goes hard as fuck.
I love that her bio is like, I love to hike and I have two dogs.
Can I tell you? I one time met a playmate and she told me, I know I've told you this. She told me that I was like, so what do you like doing? She goes, that's so funny. They just asked me on my spread, like on my, I'm going to do be a centerfold, mm-hmm. like what my hobbies are. And I know it. I like holding my breath. And I couldn't stop.
I like holding my breath.
And then I couldn't stop laughing and she did not find it funny. And I was like, are you doing it right now?
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm breathing. And I was like, tell me when you do it. She's like, no, that's not what it is. And then someone's like, hey man, she's into like deep, like free diving. And I went, oh.
Oh, well, that's a little different sentence. You know, like I'm into free diving.
I swear to God, in her bio it said, I like holding my breath. I saw it and I laughed even harder. I was like, she never changed
Scroll down far, far on this. Scroll down. Down? There.
Oh, Tom, we could definitely get OnlyFans.
We're subscribed to her now.
All we got to do, Tom.
Keep going.
Is find out what male celebrities are doing on their OnlyFans and step it up a notch.
Yeah, we could totally do that.
Fucking, yeah. And then make it $5. Bella Thorne it. Bella Thorne says $5. It's a roll of the dice. How much money do you think we can make on OnlyFans?
I don't know.
This is how we become billionaires.
On our OnlyFans?
That's my whole goal is to become billionaires.
But I mean, are we going to like do hardcore scenes?
We've done some pretty hardcore ones for free.
Yeah. I mean,
hold on. Maybe we need to stop doing live shows altogether.
Did you just subscribe to them?
DJ Khaled and Fat Joe.
You want to see what they're doing?
Oh, okay.
DJ Khaled and Fat Joe have an OnlyFans. Please let them suck each other's dicks. Please say he's going down and sucking Fat Joe's dick. Please say they're fucking each other. I want to see them naked in a car.
But why would you sign up for this, though?
You don't have to. It's free.
Like, I don't get it. Okay.
I love DJ Khaled.
He's great, man.
I fucking love DJ Khaled. Great. That guy gets it, man. Like,
he's
his
fun.
Fucking sense of humor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, all right. Go to...
Tom.
What?
Let's get an OnlyFans, and what we'll do is it'll be... We'll, oh, my God. Do you remember the idea I had I wanted you and Push to do where... It was like edited videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do an OnlyFans and we'll edit a bunch of videos like we're fucking each other.
Yeah.
And it'll just be us and we'll get two actors that look like us from the chest down and we'll just do face swap things.
And just
hardcore sex scenes. Like I'm shitting in your mouth. Like OnlyFans, 50 cents.
Yeah, these are great, man.
Getting the car is really attractive.
Thank you for the video.
Goes hard as fuck in the paint.
Yeah.
In her OnlyFans.
Yeah, she's like pissing in a cup in the car and then fucking throwing it in your face and shit like that.
And
man.
She's in an Uber.
Yeah. go to my Instagram. So last time we were talking about Rome. About Rome. And I was I ran around town.
So attractive.
I ran around town. So this is what I thought would be funny. And I can dig up a couple more pics. But do you think it's possible with the reach of this show and the way that, do you think it's possible to find these two? Like, now this is exactly 21 years ago. So that's a long time ago.
I bet we could find them.
Here's what I remember. I'll tell you what I remember. And then if it's possible, it would be pretty funny if it's possible to find them. All right. So I'm in Rome. I'm alone. I came over from Madrid to like spend a few days there.
Okay.
I stay at a hostel. I'm just like going to check shit out. You know, you always run into like people from different parts of the world. So the first night I hung out with this dude from Switzerland, and these chicks from Amsterdam. And then I'm like, I'm going to go see this whatever today. I get off the train and I see these two just walking, let's say 20 yards ahead of
me. Are they your age in this?
Yeah.
They're really pretty.
They're very pretty. So they're like 20 yards ahead of me. And I do something, I mean, I think it's uncharacteristic of me, which is that I just see them and I'm like, I'm just going to go up to them and like, what are you, like, who are, you know, hi, whatever. Yeah. So I just go like, what are you guys doing? Checking out Rome. Like, me too, you guys want to go together? And they were like, yes. So I was like, great. So we start walking around Rome, checking out, you know, whatever, right? Sights, and we get ice cream. And then we, so here's what I remember. They're Canadian, right? They're Canadian girls.
Of course they are. Canadian girls are so much better.
The blonde was dating an actor, not a well-known actor.
I'm shocked more Canadian women aren't murdered because they're so trusting.
Oh.
Like the Canadians are totally the type that you're like, hey, what are you guys doing? They're like, oh, okay, I'll help you put it in your van. Come on. Come on, get in, Janet. Get in the front. Hey, he wants to duct tape each other's hands together so we can hold it better.
Rest assured that Canadians get murdered every year.
For real?
So, oh, yeah.
Hey, pull that up. Who gets serial killed more, Canadians or Americans? Keep going. I guarantee you it's Canadians.
So,
it's got to be Canadians.
Yeah?
Just women.
Just women?
Well, yeah.
All right. I mean,
I think Canadian women, serial killer stats by country. Oh, fuck. Wow, you guys are killing it today.
Wow. All right, let's go to probably Canada. Yep. Okay. Let's see.
You're in Canada. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Scroll. Those are all the serial killers?
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at that. All right. It's that big. Go to America. United States of America. United States of a.
We're going to have to break it down into subcategories here. In the States?
We've got.
Well, yeah. Oh, they have a, wow. They have a whole other.
Wow.
There you go.
We fucking kill. Oh, shit. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Mother, you got to step up your game, Canada. You guys don't hold a candle to us.
Yes.
Motherfucker.
We're definitely murdering way more people over here.
Do you think we have more people than Canada? That's why we kill so many people?
10 times the people?
Is that it?
I mean, that definitely affects numbers, I would think.
I mean, I would have thought.
They have about 39 million people. We have 330 million people.
Do you think serial killers are like, you know, I started in Canada. It's like the farm system up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Super easy.
I mean, it's a really great place to dispose of bodies, but just like.
Oh, I mean, you could get rid of a body so easy in Canada.
Oh, yeah. But there's just so much that's kind of uninhabited and uninhabitable, you know?
Oh, and then you put it out. It freezes over, right? That destroys all evidence.
Totally.
Okay.
All right, go back to my
Let's
Instagram.
Go back to these two Canadians. Let's hope they haven't been killed by serial killers.
So the blonde, right?
Do you remember her name?
I do not remember either of their names.
Damn it, Tom. That's going to make it really tough.
I know, but here's the thing. So she's dating an actor, and I remember she said he had done, he wasn't like a notable name, but he appeared nude in some show or movie at that time, right? And she goes like a butt shot, and I was like, okay, whatever. The brunette was telling me that she worked as a cocktail waitress in Toronto and she had served Michael Jordan. And I remember that because I was like, what? You know, this is like.
Of course, the things you fucking light up at.
Of course. So I was like.
You're so bad with details. The one thing you pick up on is she was a cocktail waitress and served Jordan. The other girl's like, no, it was. You're like, enough of your story.
Yeah. I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Don't tell me either of your names.
Now, here's the thing. No, they definitely tell me their names, but I definitely don't remember. I definitely have better photos and I have to find them. Because we did take more photos that day.
Look at how cute you were.
And
zoom in on Tom's face.
I don't know if you can. It's not the most clear photograph, you know.
Okay, so we got a good picture of their face.
I have a couple more photos. I'll find them. So the brunette, we're sitting
more
in the
more importantly, let's find the serial killer behind them.
I know. That guy looks like he's ready to fucking dump a body. So we're on the train and I'm like, I'm thinking I want to try to fuck on this train cart. So this is like later in the day, right? Now the blonde's giving me like, you know, like, oh, I'm responsible. But the brunette seems like she's kind of game, you know?
Stop so right we're, here.
What?
In this story, I could just see this happening live in Canada, in Toronto. A fan going, oh, fuck, I think that's my wife. Honey, come here. Is that you? And she pulls up and you're like, in the story, I just want to fuck on the train. He's like, never mind.
Well, this might actually make somebody go like, I think that's her, and then confirm it, right? So we're on the cart. We're in a train cart now, later in the day, and I'm totally bricked up at these two, right? I'm walking around with a hard on all day, and the brunette's like kind of flirty and fun. So she's sitting across from me in this train cart, a private train cart.
Yeah.
She's here, and the blonde's over here, and I'm kind of like, you know, blonde, stop talking about your stupid fucking boyfriend, right? You know, why don't you jump off the train? So the brunette, she's like really engaging in chat. She goes, oh my God, I got like the sexiest shoes. Do you want to see them? So of course, I'm like, yeah. She goes, I should put them on. And I go, yeah. And she goes, okay. And then I'm like, you know, encouraging her. And she goes, I can't. And I go, why? And she goes, my feet stink. And I go, what? And she goes, I can't switch because it smells. I was like, I don't care if you take a shit in this cart, you know? She's like,
you have no idea what you could do right now, and I wouldn't care.
I go, I don't care. So she's like, okay. And she starts, she goes, I can't. I go, yes, you can. Like, just put on your new hot shoes.
Put on the fucking shoes. Please tell me you have to take your pants off first to put them on.
She's got a skirt on. So I was like, just put them on. And she was like, this cart will just stink. I was like, what the fuck? So what we know is that they're Canadian. The one was a cocktail waitress in Toronto, and her feet smell like shit.
Put a list.
Yeah.
Cocktail waitress who served Michael Jordan in Toronto. Stinky feet. Friends with a girl who
dated an actor.
Dated an actor.
This is...
That did soft porn on Showtime.
This is spring of 2000. So, and she's in Rome. I mean, now they got to be...
Spring of 2000? That's when you were there?
That's spring of 2000.
That's 2000?
Yeah, man. That's 21 years ago.
I was already in L.A.
Yeah.
God, spring of... That's fucking crazy. We got to be able to find those girls.
That's a great fucking list to see if you're like, we're trying to find this person. Hey, honey, didn't you go to Rome in 2000 and your feet smell like shit? Turned you a waitress who served Michael Jordan?
And we
had... What if this guy's married to this girl and he's like, hey, you said you had sex with one black guy. Was it Michael Jordan?
Shit.
Stinky footed actress. Stinky footed cocktail waitress from Toronto. Oh,
man.
Oh, I would love to see what she looks like now.
I bet they look good. I'm guessing.
There's a hot fucking girl growing up, and it was, you know, it's so funny what Instagram does is there's this hot girl growing up that I was like, oh, she's so hot. And then I saw a picture of her and she is no longer hot. And I was like, ugh. And then you see a picture of a girl maybe you didn't pay enough attention to, and they age so well, or they're in, like, some people, like, let me see if I can find her. There's this girl that I grew up with who does this thing on Instagram, and I'm so fascinated by it. And Katy Peeper is her name. It's not her name anymore. Let me see if I can find it. Katy Peeper.
I remember seeing a girl out of, like, once we went to college that had that total glow up where she was like homely in high school, you know, like nobody talked to her. Yeah. And she totally blossomed afterwards. And I was like, oh my God, everybody.
All right. This is this girl. By the way, tell me if this isn't mesmerizing. All right. This is, I say girl, she's a grown woman. Her name's Katy Peeper White. She's probably like, Bert, don't blow up my spot. She has on Instagram. Her Instagram is Katie K A.
Wait, did you say don't blow up her Instagram? I mean, do you think that's
going to... It's a little late. Oh, yeah. She's an artist, and I think it's cool what she does. And like, I am fucking fascinated by this.
Yeah.
And I really, next time I'm in Tampa, I'm like, hey, can I bring my girls over to your studio?
Yeah.
And watch what she does. This is fucking so cool. So, Katie White Artist. Katie White Artist. And go to her Instagram. Yeah. Nope. It's not fine art. Nope. Katy White Art. Artist.
Katy White Art?
Oh, artist. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah, that's her. Scroll down. Okay, look at this last one. The very first one. Okay, it's going to hear some music, but look what she does. She does this every day. She does these paintings, and it's so fucking badass that I'm like, I bet that would be
That's
so
very satisfying to watch.
Wait, it gets better. She keeps adding to it, and you watch it grow.
Yep.
And this is what she puts it to music. So she'll play cool music. She does this every day. Look at that.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking satisfying.
Yeah, it is.
And I watch it every day. I'm excited when
you
she
went to
a new
high
one.
School with her.
I grew up with her practically. Oh. I mean, I've known her since probably eighth grade. She does this, and then it's a beautiful, tiny little painting.
Yeah.
And she does it to cool music. Like she look at that one. Just hit that one. Oh, that one's already done.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it's keep going. Go to one that she did, and you can see her do it, and it's so much. Go to one that you can play. There we go. Yeah. Like it's just like so fun to watch the water run, and then you're like, oh my god, dude, to get high and do that.
Yeah.
I could do that for fucking hours.
Oh man.
I literally was like, when I'm in Tampa, I'm gonna hit her up and be god, like,
I gotta take a fucking tolerance break from edibles.
Why?
Because it just keeps going up.
I know. I'm doing that with alcohol.
You've been doing that.
I am consistently doing that with alcohol.
You mean for 25 years?
Yeah, but no, but I'm doing it for real now.
Really?
Yeah, I actually talked to my producer of Go Big Show.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not bouncing back like I used to. I'm learning a lot about myself. I'm very punitive. Mm-hmm. So like, remember when we were talking outside and I was like, all of a sudden I'm beating myself up going, what are you doing with your fucking career? And what has happened is, I think because not to be unfair, but I've not removed alcohol out of my life, but I've definitely transitioned my relationship with it in that I have much larger periods of not drinking at all
mm-hmm.
than I've ever had. And what happens is that punitive part of my brain was very good at, when I was hungover, getting me to do shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're a piece of shit. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right. I got drunk last night. He goes, then get the fuck up. What are you doing with your life? And I was like, no, I'll figure something out. And so I'd get up, I'd work out, I'd create a video, I'd do a podcast. I'd be like, let's think of an idea, let's write some jokes. When I removed alcohol, and like I said, I haven't removed it totally, but just switched my relationship a little bit with it, I now just wake up with the same punitive voice, but I'm doing okay, but the voice is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the voice is like, what the fuck are you doing with your career? And I'm like, I'm doing okay. And he's like, the fuck? I can actually hear the voice start, Tom. And then I go, oh, fuck, let's not do this today.
Mm-hmm.
Today my voice is like, probably gonna have oral cancer. You're probably gonna have it because you've been fucking around with this tooth for so long. Like, I went to the dentist again yesterday.
Are you gonna do more tooth stuff?
Uh-huh. I gotta go in again Tuesday. And so, but like, I still have that punitive voice, and I keep going back to the shit you said about trauma.
Because
I go, what happened to me as a kid where like I can't just like, I like myself, but like, if you let me stay in a bed by myself, my brain's like, ah, it's just me and you, fuck boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you not do this? And he's like, nah, we're going at it, buddy. I used to call it big brain, little brain.
Big brain, little brain was like the voice, like angel devil stuff?
Yeah, big brain was the fucking loud one. And then little brain was the one, like a perfect example was Rome. So I woke up in Rome one morning.
Where I met the two lovely girls.
And I had this, I still have it. I have like a little red spot on my cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it for fucking ever now. I'm sure it's just sun damage, but it's the first time I ever noticed it, right? It was
yeah.
in Rome. Someone pointed it out to me. I was like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, oh shit, is it skin cancer? Fuck. Mm-hmm. Skin cancer goes pretty quickly. Now it's been 10 years, but I'm like, and so I go to bed that night and big brain's all in my head. He's like, God, fucking skin cancer, dude. This is a game changer. Fucking cut a big chunk of your face out. Good luck being on TV. No one's going to look at you, fucking ugly ass motherfucker. And then I just drink. And then I drink enough where big brain shuts up. And it's little brain. He's like, all right, he's asleep. Okay, we're going to be fine. Tomorrow, do not look in the mirror. Whatever you do, don't start your day off looking in the mirror and obsessing about this, okay?
Yeah.
So then I drink. I go to sleep. I wake up and the little brain's like, hey, he's still sleeping. Let's get our day started and don't wake him up. And I was like, okay. So then I'm like in the shower and he's like, you're doing good, man. Your face hurt? And I'm like, no. He's like, then you don't have fucking skin cancer. You're going to be fine.
Do you hear those like voices?
In my head, I'm talking to myself. And then I get out of the shower. I go past the mirror and he's like, don't look in the mirror. You're going to. And I hear big brain go, you guys let me sleep in? Oh, what about the skin cancer? And I'm like, fuck, little big brain's back. And then big brain fucking, I know, I sound crazy.
Do you guys have these conversations?
No, of course they don't. They're dead inside. They're like Leanne, is what happens is the regular person doesn't have, I really feel like the regular person doesn't have overwhelming inner dialogues. They just wake up and go, and their brain goes, guess I should make some coffee. And then they just go make coffee and they don't think. I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're not going aggressively.
Yeah.
Like attacking themselves. And then and then defending themselves, or writing, obsessing about a joke and obsessing about an angle. I mean, dude, you know how many times I've brought up fucking Hilaria Baldwin's accent to people, and they just think I'm a fucking lunatic.
Why?
Because I'm trying to write a joke about it.
Oh, it's
and
so good.
And so then when you write a joke about it, I got a friend, Sandy, who's Asian. You met her.
Mm-hmm.
You met her in the tour bus. Spokes.
I met her way before then.
Yeah, you met her a bunch.
Yeah.
Definitely has an accent, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Probably one of the most distinct accents in the world. I mean, not in the world, but like just...
It's a notable accent.
It's a noticeable accent. I've brought up, and she says, I don't have an accent. And I go, you definitely do. And then she goes, I don't hear it. And I go, well, you don't hear your own accent.
Right.
But, oh, that's how that works.
Mm-hmm.
I've brought this up because I'm trying to write a joke about Hilaria Baldwin, and the idea being that the concept of not having an accent is so egocentric. That the idea that Americans would say, we don't have... I used to have a joke about it. We don't have accents,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That we don't have accents is so egocentric. Of course we have accents. We don't hear it because we're Americans and we think we're number one. But when we go other places, we're like, man, we go to Switzerland, everyone's got an accent, as opposed to going, we just showed up and now we're the one with the accent.
Right.
And then my theory is, and this is, I've obsessed about this, you can lose an accent.
Mm-hmm. You can.
Why do we say lose an accent as opposed to gaining an accent, pretending to have a new accent? Like Leanne has a Southern accent. So let's say that's her ground zero, is a Southern accent.
For sure.
A redneck, don't mash my cigarettes, pa, kind of accent, right?
Yeah.
Then she moves to LA and loses her accent. But when she comes back home, they're like, oh, you don't talk like us no more?
Yeah.
You phony, LA phony,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So why can't... I'm just trying to defend Hilaria Baldwin because I want to take the angle that no one takes.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you say that Hilaria Baldwin simply lost her Boston accent,
mm-hmm,
and picked up a new... Now, I don't know anything about her thing, but I've brought this up to so many people, Tom.
I like how you're like, I'm trying to write a joke with this thing. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything. I think she's like... The only thing that's suspect is in the whole thing is when she was doing the cooking show, she goes, and what do you call this fruit? And
cucumber?
Like, it's a cucumber.
Yeah.
Like...
She goes, how do you say cucumber? How do you say it in English? Cucumber.
Yeah. But like, that's
it's,
my...
Sometimes if I am in Spain for a while, then los palabras...
Have you ever caught a little bit of a Spanish accent?
I've done the thing where I've done the thing where, which she actually talks about, which I think is, you know, legit to a degree. If you're fully immersed in another language for an extended period of time,
yeah,
you could trip up on words easily and forget how to say things. Like,
really?
For instance, a semester abroad, or, you know, I would spend the summer in Peru. So, I mean, if you're speaking Spanish 24/7 for week after week after week, yeah, there's going to be moments where you go like, you kind of blank on something. Or, you know, I remember when I got back from Spain, you know, that's also, I'm going to the University of Madrid. So I'm doing classes, writing term papers, you know.
In Spanish,
dreaming in Spanish. Like, so I get
dreaming
back.
Dreaming in Spanish?
Fully. Yeah, all your dreams.
Shit, and you're bullfighting and stuff?
So, but I remember getting back and correcting my mother's Spanish, you know, because she would say something grammatically incorrect and I would correct her.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But also, the interesting thing about that detail is that at that time, so that's 20 years ago, which means my mom would have been like 55. So at that point, she is 25 years immersed in the United States. Yeah. So her Spanish has actually declined.
So then I wonder if when I'm dying to know, then if your mom goes back to Peru.
Yes.
If people are like, what's this fucking yes. accent I'm hearing?
Well, what they do is they go like, your slang is really out. Like, because it'd be like if you walked into a place and you're like, slide me some skin, brother, to like slang, and they're like,
yeah.
So you're using like outdated slang and yeah.
Your mom's like got outdated slang.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because all the way that she speaks is from like the 60s and 70s. Right. So it's like, imagine if you were like, groovy guys. And everybody's like, the fuck are you saying right now?
Because
you didn't keep up with it.
Gag me with a pitchfork. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, that's such a fuck. See, that's okay. So like, I don't know about Leanne's brain. Like, it just wakes up and it goes, I think it just is like chore oriented. Like the way her brain looks at it is like life's a list. Mm-hmm. So then she's like, make coffee, make lunch, make coffee, make a breakfast, make a feed dog. Like her brain, I think that's what her brain does. Whereas mine goes, I was obsessed with it. And I don't know. I can't.
Yours goes what?
How the fuck? Why? What happened to Bill Burr's accent? What happened to like what? Like why can't like? And then I just start obsessing about it. And then I can't.
Funny thing. Funny one is Joe's. Have you ever heard? Watch a clip of Joe Rogan doing stand up like 25 years ago.
For real?
He's got a huge Boston accent. So heavy, see, heavy,
so
heavy.
Like so. Then I'm not. And by the way, I don't have any skin in the game with the Hilaire Baldwin, but I see if I can find an angle like that, then I want to write a joke about it.
Yeah.
And so then I obsess about that all day long, or I attack myself, or mm-hmm. I just attack myself.
Yeah.
I like it's my inner dialogue is not safe or healthy, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean,
but I'm wondering if it's
do you talk about it in from trauma?
It has to be. I don't know
Well, trauma definitely would affect you.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you fucking turned me on to trauma.
Yeah.
I'm recognizing it in my daughters. I'm recognizing when I'm doing it to my daughters.
I'm recognizing that you did it to that girl that you cheated on and then you blamed her later.
I did probably. I'm recognizing all the times I caused trauma and going like, holy shit. There's a lot of more I want to talk. We'll save it for another podcast. But there's a lot more I want to talk about. All the unhealthiness that I'm imparting on my daughters where I'm just like,
that you're imparting on them?
Like where I just don't know that I do it. I don't know that I do it, and then I do it, and then they're like, you can't do that. And I'm like, and it's not like even stuff like you can't do now. Mm-hmm. You could have never done it. You're never supposed to have done it.
I got to pee, which is a good time to wrap up.
All right. Did we forget anything?
Yeah, we'll get to it later.
The live show, everyone make sure to go check that out. That was a lot of fucking fun.
Oh, what do we do about the hats? I texted you yesterday. God.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, everybody, like, we'd never been hit up so much for people that want the hats still. And so I was like, all right, I'm going to place a big order. And they're like, we'll get it to you in like 8 weeks. I was like, perfect. And they hit me up yesterday. We can't deliver it in 8 weeks. I was like, okay.
What if we sent someone to China?
To get the fabric?
Yeah, what if we just did the legwork? I bet we have fans that would be like, I'll go. I got nothing going on.
Go pick up fabric in China?
First class.
It's going to be a very expensive hat after this.
Charge it. Take it back. We'll make it back in the back end.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it. Thank you guys for watching, for listening. We'll see you next week. Love you, Bert.
Love you too, Tommy.
Bert and Tom. Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.